You're listening to the Thursday Morning Show. That's John Bauer. I'm Heidi Holton. We are excited because we get to talk to Bemidji native Wren Warren Jacobson. She's qualified for the 2019 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She just won the Junior Ladies Division at the Midwestern Sectional Figure Skating Championships in Fort Wayne, Indiana earlier this month. She's 15 now, and she catapulted her way to victory. She was in sixth place after the short program, but then went on to win. So this is kind of this hat trick. She previously won the Junior Ladies, the Minnesota State Figure Skating Championships in Bloomington, and the Upper Great Lakes Regional Figure Skating Championships in Peoria, Illinois. This is the third, and now she keeps going on. So
good job. Good
Wren,
job.
Yeah, congratulations, Wren.
Thank you.
So, Wren, take us to the, I think it was the Midwest Sectionals, where you maybe had a little bit of a slowish start, and you were in sixth place. Take us through what's going through your mind. Are you mad at yourself? Are you bearing down? What happens?
Yeah. Well, I was disappointed after the short, for sure. I was really confident going in, and it didn't turn out exactly how I had hoped. But I had to come back and focus on the long program, and I was so happy with how I did that.
So when you had a, you're not happy with how you did at the beginning, what can you tell us what some of the things that maybe happened that didn't go so well? And are they in your mind? Do you know that you didn't do so well as they are happening?
Yeah, the short program, the first of the event that I competed, there are only three jumps in the whole program. So I landed my first two really strong, and I had a bit of a mental skip on the third one and opened up and ended up doing a one rotation less, so I wouldn't get the points that I would have for the harder jump. And I knew in the moment that I had missed out on that and it wasn't going to help me too much, but I had to focus on the rest of the program and do as well as I could.
I think it's really interesting that you say it was a mental screw-up. Now, you didn't say screw-up, versus a physical one. So what do you mean by that?
I know how to do the jumps that I have in my program. I've been doing them for a long time. But when I'm in competition, like, the nerves can get to you, and sometimes you just start thinking a little bit too much, and that can affect how you perform the jumps.
You know, I know I want to hear more about training and everything as we keep talking here, but I'm also curious, like, so do you need to train kind of your brain as well as your physical body?
For sure. I do a lot of work with a sports psychologist on my mental training and how I go through practice and competition. It's just as important for me as the physical training.
So can you put us, if you wouldn't mind, put us in a room with your trainer, your psychological trainer, so to speak? What are some of those conversations like?
Yeah, we go through my practices. If I have had a rough practice, we talk about what's been going through my head, and we will do visualization and mindfulness exercises. And we go through a lot of techniques that I can use when I'm at these competitions to help me regain my focus.
Like?
It could be anywhere from drawing a list of keywords on a page to doing a physical walkthrough exercise.
Huh. We're talking with Wren Warren Jacobson this morning. Figure skater, Bemidji native, just won another championship. So we heard about the short program. Tell us about what you did next and how you felt about that.
Well, I had a day of practice in between the short program and the long program. And I actually talked with my sports psychologist over the phone. And we went through how everything is going, and that really helps me refocus, and I went into the long program ready to go for it, and I fought my way through and ended up winning. Hmm.
And what, so you talked about that there were only three jumps in the short program. What is the long program like?
The long program, I have seven jumps, so it's much longer. There's a lot more potential for points. I also have five triples in that program, in those jumps. And then I have a series of spins and a footwork sequence where I can perform the program.
So these short and long programs, Wren, how long have you been How long have you stuck to that program? Is it something you do for years or just like 6 months, or do you change it up all the time? Because you have a specific routine and probably a specific piece of music. How often do you change that up or are allowed to change that up?
It usually depends on how I like the program. This year I have two new programs. My short program is a flamenco music, and that's brand new this year. And I also skate to the pas de deux from the Nutcracker for my long program. So it just, it really depends on the season. Usually skaters won't go more than 2 years in a row with the same program.
And I'm assuming you have to love the music, correct? Nobody forces that on you?
Yeah, for sure, of course. I love my music so much, and that really helps when I'm performing it.
So, Ren, let's talk about training. We asked you about mental training, but what's physical training like? What do you do?
I skate 5 days a week. I spend about 3 hours on the ice right now. In addition to that, I spend about 1.5 hours of off-ice training, physical strength and conditioning work. I spend a lot of time at the rink.
And do you still love it?
I do. There are days that can be a little hard, and you don't know why you're doing it sometimes, but it's all worth it in the end. It's so amazing.
So how long have you been, how old are you now?
I'm 15.
And how long have you been skating?
I've been skating 10 years now.
Okay.
So in looking ahead to your future, like long-term future, or how do you look at things? Do you think of the next competition? Do you think of what you want overall?
Well, for this season, I'm focusing on the next 8 weeks of training before the national championships. I will compete there at the third week of January. So that's where my focus is right now. Other than that, I, of course, have my eyes set on the 2022 Olympic Winter Games, but I'm taking it one season at a time.
Sure, you got to walk before you can run.
Before you can skate. We'll be your 2020 team in Northern Minnesota rallying you on. So how important is sleep and food to your training?
Very, very important. I try and get about 9 hours of sleep a night. Doesn't always happen, I'll be honest, but it's so important to what you bring to the ice, and of course what you put into your body is how much energy you have, and it's very important for figure skaters to stay fit. And it just makes everything so much easier when you're doing the program.
Take us back to doing your first triple. I just wonder, because skating has always changed. There's always some new jump and stuff like that. But a triple is an amazing thing. And do you remember that when you first started to learn how to do triples, and how long ago was it?
Yeah, it was about 4 years ago, I would say. It's definitely a big task. You work and work and work, and there are a lot of bruises involved with it. Once you get it, it's kind of your best friend.
Tell us about your coach.
Well, I work with Ann Edson at the St. Paul Figure Skating Club, along with several other coaches, including my mother. And we've been working for a long time. I've been at the St. Paul Figure Skating Club for 7 years. I started out before that at the Bemidji Figure Skating Club. And it's really great. We work so well together.
Of course, I have to ask you the question about your ensemble. Who picks out your outfit? Is it entirely up to you? And are there restrictions on what you can wear during when you compete?
Well, my outfit is really up to me. My coaching team and my family, we all sit down and look at the options and brainstorm. But it really comes down to what I feel comfortable in and what I really want to.
That's Ren Warren Jacobson. That's Ren Warren Jacobson. She won first place junior ladies division at the Midwestern Sectional Figure Skating Championships. That qualifies her for the 2019 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. It's in January, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Third week in January.
You can check our website for photos and video and more information, as well as today's Bemidji Pioneer, who's also covering Ren's story. Thanks so much. We are always rooting for you.
Thank you so much.